Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Namaste, yogis. I'm Andrew Seeley here to welcome you to the Yoga Revealed podcast. I believe one of the most enlightening things that you can do for yourself is immerse your mind, body, and spirit in yoga. Yoga is union, and when we unite, together we inspire flight to uplift this world. I'm so excited to have today's guest on the podcast with Vandana Hart, the creator of Netflix hit series, We Speak Dance. She is a TV host and internationally recognized UN correspondent and has danced alongside artists such as Madonna and Britney Spears. How does she keep it all together? Yoga, of course.
Uniting people through movement, through yoga, chanting, dance, music, like these ancient universal languages that we have, I think are such powerful tools to bring people together.
Dive in deep as Vandana shares how she has overcome her deepest fears of inadequacy to change the lives of millions worldwide. And we will let you in on a little secret, how you can get a spot to our international yoga dance impact retreats now. So tune into this one and we'll show you how. I'm so excited to have you here on the Yoga Revealed podcast.
I can't believe it's happening.
It's really happening.
We've been dancing all over the world together, and like you've just been there at such like pivotal moments of my life. So I'm just really excited to be here with you.
I know. I really am excited to have the listeners hear your story because you have so much to offer. And coming from a yogic dance background and being an immigrant and like all of these things that have made you who you are, and yet you are so successful and absolutely shining in all that you do. And it's a blessing to have you here on the Yoga Revealed podcast today, Vandana Hart.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. It's an honor to be here. You totally inspire me with all that you do and featuring incredible people around the world. It's a true honor to be here.
Well, a blessing indeed. So I really like to start these episodes out with a little bit about your background, where you come from. And I really loved that story about, you know, your dad just like you gotta give our listeners a little background on who you are and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, my background is non-traditional, to say the least. I'm part Russian, part Brazilian. My dad is Hindu. He lived in India in the 70s and was actually one of the first Hare Krishnas and raised me Hindu. So our first, from ages 2 to 3, we lived in India and went to all of the sacred places. And I would go into temples and do full obeisances, which means you lay flat on your stomach and prayer position. And all the holy sadhus would say, oh, Vandana, she's been here many lifetimes. She already knows what to do in the temple. So,
and you'll definitely see that when you see Vandana. Like she's just got this aura about her that really speaks volumes of wisdom.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of you. And so my dad was actually sneaking into Russia during the Cold War. He was on an American passport.
Why was he sneaking in?
So he was campaigning to free political prisoners and religious prisoners. So during the Cold War, you're not allowed to believe in God. And people were put into jail, insane asylums. So he was campaigning to release people who were against the government, as well as people who were practicing any kind of spiritual practice.
Wow.
So that's how he met my mom. And she was helping him collect this list of people to help free from prison. And what ended up happening is that then my parents couldn't be together. My dad kept trying to sneak into the country. My mom was trying to leave, and they couldn't. And she became pregnant with me. And for the first year of my life, my family couldn't be together.
Wow.
So my dad was in Sweden campaigning for us to leave, and my mom was campaigning in Russia. And every day the KGB would be knocking on her door, and it was like three knocks would mean it was a friend. So, like, they had this whole secret code. It was quite a political saga drama. But eventually my dad campaigned and got us onto a nuclear disarmament agreement between Gorbachev and Reagan. And we and we were one of the first families to be reunited during the Cold War. So, and we left Russia as refugees. So I arrived in Sweden as a refugee. And I think this, I share this background because I think it's so important to tell your story and to share, like, in this time of so much divide, of people being targeted for their race, religion, gender, being an immigrant, being a refugee, like, we really need to stand up and share our stories and be in solidarity with people who are suffering. So I always like to start off with that, to share that. And and really, it's shaped my whole purpose, and shaping my purpose around uniting people through movement, through yoga, chanting, dance, music, like these ancient universal languages that we have, I think are such powerful tools to bring people together.
That's the truth, for real. You know, we have to really use our voices, especially now in this time of what I call like it's a full pivot, you know? Like, it's a full, like, we've reached the precipice of human consciousness, and I feel that people are really getting the message out there, and people are beginning to awaken, and the best way that we can do that is by truly relating to one another, and this is why I started this podcast, and it's so beautiful to have you here. When did your yoga journey begin?
Well, it's funny, like, I didn't really know I was practicing yoga. So, you know, having Hindu parents, like, my dad converted my mom to get more into Hinduism. And yeah, we were kind of living in temples till the age of 10.
Wow.
So chanting, aratik, doing different sacred rituals were such a part of my childhood. And then we kind of pivoted to New Thought non-denominational teachings, which my dad read the Bible to me, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita. He wanted me to have like a global vision of all the practices that are out there and have me choose. Mm-hmm. And I really loved the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, and these stories are captivating about Sita definitely. And Ram. And so I didn't really know that it was yoga. I just, I was just so in love with the characters and the story and I think the story of sacrifice actually is a huge theme that I really resonated with, that some hero would go out to go rescue a princess and have to overcome all of these challenges of demons and wars and universes. And Jeez. It was so exciting. And I always felt like, wow, I want to go out into the world. And like, what can I do to also go on this journey to sacrifice something that is for something meaningful? Like, what is worth dying for is kind of a question that I've been asking myself. And it sounds very dark, but I think in this day and age, when we are so superficial, into shopping, connected to our devices, a lot of our interactions can feel quite shallow. But I think to step back and ask yourself that, like, what are the most important things in my life, and what is really worth dying for? When we look at that politically, like, many people across history have stepped up and done that and been on the front lines to fight apartheid and racism and sexism. And I think that is like a very strong yogic practice, mm-hmm. where we can do it on our own yoga mats at home, but we can also share that yoga on the front lines of what is just and what is elevating people and really shining a light where there's human suffering. And I think that's what gets me excited in the morning. That's what motivates me each day, is to kind of get closer to that deeper meaning of, like, what can we do to stand up for injustice. And as yogis, I think we're the perfect candidates to be part of that army, not just to look good in our yoga pants, but to show up for people that need support.
That's the truth. It's seva, you know, it's like the true devotion. It's the true bhakti, is to be fully immersed in knowing that the present moment is the only moment, and what we can give now is truly what resonates with what we can give to the world.
Exactly. I love that.
Yeah. That's so incredible, Vandana. Wow. That totally leads me to, you know, kind of like your discovery of yoga and how you could mix your yogic lineage and your real deep devotion to your movement, to your art.
Totally. Yeah, and I think there's all kinds of movement. You can move people's bodies and you can move people's minds, and ideally you can move their spirits. And yeah, I think there's so many different ways you can move people. So most of my life, my movement of choice has been dance. Dance is like, I'm obsessed with dance. When there's incredible music, I just start shaking, and it like is the thing.
I've seen it in action.
Yeah, when we met, I was launching, it was the launch party for my show, We Speak Dance on Netflix, and it was so cool to do a yoga practice with you, just like a private session with Andrew was our like first way of meeting before going on stage and then sharing my message of like, I'm creating a platform, a TV series about dance, culture, social change, celebration, life, unity. And we can do this with our bodies, like this, like what a beautiful, powerful vessel that we have to like show up. And that was such a beautiful connection between the yoga and the dance, is sharing that moment with you before getting on stage and sharing that message. And it really like not only elevated my confidence, my breath, but just like got me grounded again to like, why am I doing all of this?
Yeah.
So it reorients, starting with the body, then it reorients the mind, and then the words that come out, and then the movement that comes out. So lifelong dancer, trained at Alvin Ailey, but like definitely was in like the old school hip hop house dance scene in New York, and like was dance battling with Crazy Legs and the Mob Tops, which is like the first original hip hop crew who choreographed for Michael Jackson. So I like just got deep into like what moves people, but what moves countries, like what moves cities. And that so it's always been dance, but then how can we use dance to move minds?
Yeah, thought process.
Exactly.
And like politics, and to move people to think in a way that really encompasses that community.
Exactly. And that's and then I started, because my parents were such activists, I was really attracted to the UN. So I ended up working at the UN on women's rights and safety in cities in 30 countries. And we looked at how can we redesign cities to think about cities from a woman's perspective, and how can we make that walk from the park, that dark park at night, safer for women and girls, or through transport or in the marketplace in Papua New Guinea, where women are, you know, afraid of selling their goods and they have the risk of being even raped by the police. So,
wow.
So the, I think thinking about how we use space internally, but then also how other people and marginalized groups, if people with disabilities, women, anyone, like how are we moving through spaces? So this was such a cool challenge to tackle at the UN, and we got to do it across so many parts of the world. And what it really taught me was there are so many universal things that we share. Every country requires its own unique tools and strategies to overcome some of these challenges, but what really changed for me was like this universal power of music and dance. So I started combining my dance workshops with women's rights trainings in the Congo and South Africa and Brazil. And all of a sudden, like instead of starting from this place of being a victim, people were showing up as like a full human, fully empowered and ready to build out a program for change based on being complete.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that we miss sometimes in all the kinds of work of healing, if it be personal development, coaching, that we start with the problem versus actually when we are engaged in yoga and movement and dance and music, we are actually full and we're fully human. And when we start from that place of building up, then really anything is possible.
That's the truth. You have to be clear within your own vessel to be able to teach another how to be clear within their vessel.
Completely.
Oh, that's like when it flows through effortlessly.
Yeah.
The real yoga.
Yeah, so from there, I just, I started filming dance is liberation and freedom around the world, and that's where We Speak Dance was born. It went on Netflix last year, and I've just been filming this year as well.
You're so modest about this, and I really gotta touch base into what We Speak Dance really is, because a lot of people don't know that it's like one of the number it's like the top, what is it, top two, top three dance?
Yes, it's top 10 shows based on data from Forbes, so really proud of that. It was like most bingeable shows on Netflix.
So people literally just like I did the first time I saw it, just watched every single episode back to back because it's that good.
You're so sweet. Well, it's like snackable, right? So I want them to be like, you know, Missy Elliott, Pharrell music videos tied into like deep dive documentary interviews. So it's like you're feeling, your heart's like super connected and open, and then you're like diving in and you feel smarter and you're getting to learn about a culture, but then you're in love with all these characters because they're dancing in a way that just like breaks your soul open. And like, so I think I'm mixing in, I want to create something that really inspires people and unites people across the world with music and dance, but that also is relatable and cool.
That's
and
the way.
I don't see enough of that. A lot of the documentaries are heavy and you feel depressed and you go home and it's like, those are important.
You just want to cry after.
That's important. It's good to put out content that's heavy and is like, hello, wake up world. But it's also important to tell stories where, again, like we're feeling full and inspired to take action and join something, join a movement, join those people, support those people. Like, I think there's different strategies of doing that. So I kind of call it like the UN of dance, where like, we're creating dance ambassadors and music ambassadors around the world that can unlock their talents and share it with their communities. So a lot of people don't realize that, like, oh, I can share my yoga with my neighborhood, or I can share my love of dance or music at this refugee camp or at this hospital or at this homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Like, we all have the capacity already to give and offer so much, like in our own neighborhoods. And a lot of us also have privilege to travel and then share it even further on a global stage.
Yeah. And with that, I feel like, you know, it really ties into how yoga and dance go so well together.
It's perfect. It's like Radha Krishna or... Yeah, there's just so many gods that I feel like
Sitaram,
like they just go really well together.
Well, it's really awesome because we actually happen to be uniting to come together and teach yoga and dance in Lebanon.
I cannot wait. I can't believe it's happening.
It's going down. Oh, so I'm really stoked because one of my best friends is Lebanese, Eddie, who I grew up with from third grade. Best friend from third grade into high school.
Wow.
Literally every single grade. We had almost all the same classes, which was wild. But he's from Lebanon. And so growing up, I had Lebanese food. I'm always, you know, eating the baklava and all of the hummus. I love hummus. And just having the opportunity to see his home and to be there with some of his family as well is going to be epic. And it's like we have only a few more spots left, and I'm stoked because all the people coming are already absolutely epic.
So like, it's such an honor to like congregate people, like to collect people, to facilitate and create this container where we bring the most badass people in the world together to not only just work on themselves and the personal goals they have, which are very important, but like we're starting with the personal goals, the community, and then how do we want to show up on a global stage? And I think bringing together creative leaders across all the industries to come together and like what can happen when you bring all these people in a beautiful space, we're doing yoga all day, dance all day, and it's fun, like the stars of We Speak Dance, it's so cool to engage them because
on a real level where people get to interact with these people who they see on the TV and like I'm like, wow, we're gonna be dancing with the belly dancer and we're gonna be dancing with like all these incredible characters.
There's no other
way.
Real people. There's no other way. I think, you know, we have these experiences that like you go and you stay in a resort, or you can go and dance with the coolest dancers, musicians in the country, and then our final day, which I'm so excited about, is that we've been doing a refugee camp dance empowerment project for a year. So Omar, one of the stars of the episode, who's the best hip hop dancer in the country, and Deb K, which is a 3,000-year-old dance, he'd never been to a refugee camp, and he's half Syrian. So I brought him to one. We did a class, And now he goes there every week and teaches those kids and has like created this super tight bond with them. So he'll be joining us at the retreat, and we're going to go to another camp and work with 150 Syrian refugees. And whatever we create in this retreat, wow, like with this incredible group of people, like sharing it with the youth. And I think this would be such a cool model to see how we can bring yoga, dance, impact everywhere.
To the world. That's the key.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So it's August 15th to the 21st, and it's just going to be so yummy.
I know. I'm really excited. I'm really excited because it's like, you know, we've had all of these epic milestones, I feel like, in our lives where we meet each other. And every single time that we meet each other, it's like gotten a whole scale above like the last epic time we met, you know? So it was like from, you know, Jason's backyard to having this really incredible, like that documentary release was epic. Like that was like one of the coolest events that I've been to, like, you know, like the Moroccan rugs everywhere and like the full cultural experience of seeing your work come to life. And now, you know, we had the opportunity to be in Bali together, which was magic.
Yeah,
going to all those beautiful dance parties. And now we're really cultivating the space for people to have a truly transformative experience in the magic of Lebanon and fully experience the culture and embody that movement to really make a change in their world. Yogi roll call. Have you ever wanted to dance into the sunset? Wake up to meditation and yoga guided by me, Andrew Seeley? Then spend the whole day connecting with other conscious creators and adventure-seeking yogis on a yoga dance impact retreat? Well, the time is now, and we only have 3 more spots left on this magnificent trip to Lebanon. August 15th to the 21st of 2019. Feel free to email cat with a K, that's kat.zenstay@gmail.com, directly for more details on how you can get hooked into this epic schedule. For more details on how you can adventure with us in Lebanon with Vandana and I, all you have to do is visit yogadanceimpact.com. Now, back to this epic episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast.
Totally. And like, there's so much to learn. Whenever we go to a place, it's an opportunity to learn about ourselves, as well as we have an opportunity to share what our talents are with those people. It's so simple. It isn't like this difficult, weird thing. It's whenever we show up in a new place, we can always share our talents. And I think it helps to facilitate that and to design it together with a community and have that much more of an impact and reach. And so I'm so thrilled that like our friendship has led like in these beautiful chapters to now creating this live experience for our incredible community. And so it's going to be pretty badass. I'm so excited. And also there's like Lebanon's like the party cap. Beirut's the party capital of the Middle East. So the whole Middle East travels there to dance on the beaches, and like they have all night dance parties. We won't do that every day, but we might have to sneak in a party night.
I know. We still gotta get people up early for yoga.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna be at the club, and Andrew's like, "Where's Vandana?"
Well, Vandana's not at class today, but we're all here together.
No, I'll be there.
So tell me a little bit about how dance has really shaped your perception of how we can make a global impact.
Yeah, dance is medicine. It's healing. It's really so deep in our DNA. So when I think back to like the beginning of time and what people were doing is food, music, and dance. That was interconnecting community and like weaving us together. And that was our main form of entertainment and feeling a oneness. And I think we've forgotten that. A lot of people say, "Oh, I don't dance." And I was like, that's not, you talk, you walk, you can dance, you can sing. Like this is so key. So I think it's just such a natural part of the human existence. And dance for me, like I love performing on stage and I love being in a dance company or even dance battling in a nightclub at 4 a.m. Like I love all the spectrums of dance, but what's been so cool about We Speak Dance, I've learned about the sacredness of dance and how dancing in Bali with priests, like high priests, and they are like channeling visions of like me needing to go to Myanmar and meet this mother goddess of like who wears golden bangles around her arms. So I think there's all this mysticism and beauty and dance in the Sufi traditions, which will be in Lebanon as well. I was just in Morocco, and all of the tribes of all over Morocco were performing at this festival, and they go into trance. They go into trance for hours, and they do it through dance. Dance is the vehicle for the body to and the spirit to transcend this existence. So my dance journey has really just been like electric, to say the least. So yeah, I've danced since I was three. Like hearing African drums were like the first sounds that moved me. But it wasn't really until the last few years where I've realized like the layers underneath the dance and how powerful dance is. And I was just drawn to it to perform on stage, and I loved it, but I didn't actually integrate like that this art form has the ability to heal bodies, minds, unite people, be used as a weapon for change, to go into trance. Like as I've traveled to all of these different cultures and immersed in their dance styles, it's not just the body, it's this other layer of the spirit. And how I was just in Morocco, and all the tribes of Morocco come to Essaouira, which is like a coastal city, and they do this huge festival, and they do a very repetitive dance that puts you into a trance state. And this is completely normal. Like in many cultures, going into a trance state with dance and music is absolutely like an average Tuesday.
I'd say very similar with yoga. You know, people are like, oh my goodness, like I just was practicing for the last 3 hours and I didn't realize it was 3 hours. Or I just practiced and then I meditate and I sat for, you know, the last 2 hours. So essentially those deep movements really bring you into a space where spirit speaks through you.
Exactly. And I think I've only started to make those connections seeing how universal that power of dance is. Like going to Jamaica, Brazil, India, crossing the US, like different cities around the world, Japan, like you just start to see that these ingredients of movement, music, and connecting to something bigger than the body, but then the dance actually is the vehicle, is the vessel where you transcend this planet. Like that's what you see across every culture in the world. So I think I'm such a rational person and I'm such a fighter and I want to have a revolution and I'm like really fiery and spicy that sometimes I was like kind of dancing at one level of expression and letting energy out and stress and relief as well as ego. Like I love performing in front of thousands of people and dance battling. So there's something there of people admiring your beauty and your creativity and your passion is one layer of dance. And I have a lot of experience doing that, of impressing people. But then the experience I'm having when I'm dancing alone with my eyes closed is a whole different experience where I can feel every single emotion, the whole spectrum of emotions that exist. And beyond emotion, I can feel some other dimensions of energy. And witnessing that in Cuba, in Nigeria, in Jamaica, in Brazil, in South Africa, and seeing that every culture, this is their number one tool to channel the spirits and to go into trance state and transcend the body. I'm like, wow, okay, maybe I'm a believer. Like it, even being a dancer, it took me witnessing dance in all of these parts of the world to actually like connect my mind, body, and spirit. And it's been a humbling experience. So I think my dance journey has been a process of remembering. And now like the more that I'm remembering, the more I want to share it with beautiful people around the world who are open to it and want to connect with their bodies and then go through all of those layers as well, feel all their emotions, feel all of the power, the superpowers, with the ingredients of dance, and then who knows what's at the bottom of all of it. That's the exciting part. That's the magic. And that's many cultures can tap into that trance state in 5 minutes and get into that really high frequency of being a divine being within minutes versus years or hours. And I think that's definitely with the meditation practice and yoga practice are similar. It's just cutting that time of the human suffering and connecting deep, deep to source immediately and why we're all here.
Wow. That's so resonant, I feel. And I think it's so
pivotal to have you say that now, because I feel, you know, so many people are looking for that quick way to get in touch with spirit. And I feel with plant medicine being so popular nowadays, so many people are, you know, drinking the brew or smoking the DMT pipe or whatever it is. And it's like, we have these natural resources to be able to tap into all of these chemicals that are already inside of our bodies to get those euphoric states of feeling. And all we have to do is let loose and dance.
Yeah.
Let go of what other people think of you. Let go of, you know, any preconceived notions that you may have about how you may look, any self-judgment, and just move your body. Practice yoga. Like, all of these things are accessible to you. And it's all within us.
It's incredible. Like, we are just incredible beings. And I think dance, I call it like the battered wife in the in the creative industry. So like music and dance, I see as this partnership, this marriage. But music on a business level is like superior, and dance is this kind of, you know, thing that no one really cares about and is undervalued. And it's only now starting to come into the entertainment and the film and in all these spaces and experiences again. It's like resurging. Like, it's so beautiful to see it come back. But with that, the commercialization of all of these things, the commercialization of yoga, music, dance is also a thing. So to keep that, the vibe, to keep the real potential of the art, the breadth of the art, the depth of the art form, mm-hmm. the sacredness, you could call it the sacredness of the art form, is so important. And that's really what's motivated me to create stories, content of dance, not just as a competition, which, like, there's a billion dance competition shows out there in literally every country. And that's how I even got the idea for We Speak Dance. I was a judge on So You Think You Can Dance in Africa. And I was like, man, like, this is the way that we're going to tell dance stories, is just who's better than who.
Yeah.
When this stuff is healing people, connecting people, ending war, I'm like, we're not telling that story. we're focusing on who, like, flipped more times.
Exactly.
So sports is awesome. Great. Like, go run and go do backflips. But dance, like, there's definitely so much more there. And I think, it's time to remember. And that's what We Speak Dance is about. And I think this dance yoga impact retreat that we're leading will be this process of celebration, of joy, and remembering of, like, what our full potential is, and that it's urgent that we share that with other people.
Wow, that was so well put. Mm-hmm. That, like, really just, it just brought a little sparkle to my heart. Oh, you know, because it's like you said, like, the dance battling and, like, you know, this competition mindset is, I feel, it's an epidemic, you know? It's like the same thing with followers and likes and all this kind of stuff. It's like, you know, money, and it's like, how can we take ourselves away from this nominal thought process of trying to quantify everything and bring us back to the understanding that we're in this together? We are all one. And the only way that we can truly ascend is through unity.
Exactly right. That's so beautiful. Unity, and that's liberation and unity. Like, that's what dance brings, and that's what yoga and music brings. And I think this combination of the three is where we start to rebuild in places that have had war, the places that have had suffering and trauma and all the most unimaginable things. Like, I've seen so much darkness mm-hmm. in the world with working with the UN, and we need so many more people using these tools to shine light, to show there's light even in this horrific situation. And also just brings in the human element of putting human beings first, not mm-hmm. technology, not profit. Putting the human experience in our communities first is what this does as well. So yeah, I'm really thrilled to share it with you. Ooh. and dance with you, and let's get people booty shaking, okay?
Let's do it. It's all happening, but it's happening now, you know? Like, I feel that there's no better time than now to really uplift this world, and we have the resources to do it. And all you got to do is get up off your seat, get out there and dance, do your yoga, come on a retreat with us, really dig deep into what it feels like to make a difference in the world. And not only that, but be an inspiration to yourself and onto others.
I love that. And everyone listening has homework, you know, like right when this podcast ends, please get up and dance, like blast some music. If you want to get naked, even better, and just dance all over the place like no one, or I like to say like everyone is watching.
Like everyone is watching, and you are the beautiful expression of light that you are, and you're just going to shine, 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 because that's what we're here to do.
Woo! I love it.
And I wanted to ask you, what is your definition of yoga?
What is my definition of yoga? That's so good. I'd say where the path leads to bliss is my definition of yoga, where it's a journey and you're overcoming your internal challenges, your external challenges of this material world, but you know that there's this abundance of bliss waiting for you, and yoga is the practice of that.
So well put. So well put. Well, Vandana, where can our listeners find you?
You can find me in all the places, across platforms. It's at Vandana Hart. And We Speak Dance is on Netflix.
And you must check it out. You must check it out. Whatever you do, after your naked dance party, go and turn on We Speak Dance and watch a couple of episodes.
And the dance party will continue.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely check out the Lebanon episode because it's one of my favorites. For sure. And I also wanted to just leave our listeners with one golden nugget, one thing that has helped you on your path to discovering your true purpose.
Yeah, I think something that's just been so pivotal, and I think with dance, I haven't talked about this yet, is dance overcoming, being a tool to overcome any shame. And I think sometimes we have passions and talents in our life that we hide from our colleagues, our coworkers, our lover, our friends, like that we're really good at whistling or basket weaving or tap dancing or whatever it is, like whatever your true calling is, what makes you jump out of bed. And I think it's so important to not hide your art and your creativity. So I really only started to build We Speak Dance as a show and a movement when I stopped hiding that I was a dancer. And because I was very ashamed of being a dancer at the UN, I was like, oh, like if they see me in a music video, they'll look down on me as like not to someone to be taken seriously. So it was only when I started to really integrate all the parts of who I am together as an activist, a yogi, a dancer, that things started to really come together, and I was able to inspire other people because I believed in all the parts of myself. So that's really one of my biggest lessons and has helped propel me in moving things around.
Literally, physically, and spiritually.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your brilliance, for your transparency, and most importantly, for your true vulnerability and sharing how dance has really shaped your life. And I'm so excited for the magic that we're going to create together, and so excited for the brilliance that we will share with the world.
I am as well. Thank you so much, Andrew, and thank you everyone for listening. And I'm just praying for everyone. Vandana means prayer, so make your dance a prayer and let everyone hear it.
Blessings, Vandana. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Yoga Revealed podcast and being part of this growing, thriving community. Share these episodes with people who you love and want to see shine. Be sure to check out Vandana Hart on Instagram for daily inspiration at Vandana Hart. You can also check out her Netflix series at We Speak Dance. Make sure to check out yogadanceimpact.com to see all of our workshops and upcoming retreats that Vandana and I are making for you. Give us a 5-star review if you truly appreciate the inspiring interviews that we do. This is a community shaped by you. Let's shine bright and stay true. Until next time, blessings and namaste, yogis. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.